You're holding Mishnayis Chulin, Paragimel, Mishnehei. Achuzes Hadom. Let's say the animal was Nisrab Adom, had a lot of blood to it, and it had to have a bloodletting, and it became sick because of that. Or else we have Mushenis, or else smoke went into the goof of the animal, made it sick also. Or else we have Mutunenis, and the animal became very cold, it caught a cold. Or else we Sheochlo Hadufni. Or else it ate these leaves of Hadufni, which is really Sam HaMovus for a behema. Or else v'sho'ochlo et soyas tanagolim, it ate the shmutz that came out of the tanagolim, the chickens, which is a mazik, which does damage to the animals. Oy she'soso mayim aroyim, also drank very bad water, which also made it sick. All these things is k'shera. If you make a shchita when the animal is still alive, the shchita is k'shera. These things do not make the animal into a treifa. Even though they may die because of these things, but nothing is missing in the body of the animal, therefore the shechit is still kshera. What's going to be ochlo sam hamovis? Let's say the animal ate some poison, which is even poisonous for a person, or shekisha nochresh, or a snake bit it, which is also poisonous even for a person, then alochris muteris mishum treifa. If you make a shechit on this animal, miyikaradin, you're allowed to eat the boso. It's not a treifa, it's okay. But the Asura Mishum is Konos Nefoshes. Stam, it's also for a Jew to eat it because there's a Konos Nefoshes involved. Like, since the animal has poison, even for a person, it may kill the person. Therefore, Mishum is Konos Nefoshes, you're not allowed to eat from this animal. Mishneh Vov. Simoni Behema Vachaya Nemru Minatora. The Simonim, the signs to tell which animal is kosher, which one is not, then it says in the Torah, Mafres is Paso, Malagero, these things say in the Torah. V'simoni oif lenemru. But the simon of the signs which bird is kosher, it does not say in the Torah. Avulam nechom, nechom said simon like this. Nechom say that kol oif ha-durus, any bird that's durus, means grabs a hold of, or that it eats its food when it's still in the hands, that's a simon that the bird is tamei. Now, another simon is kol sheyesh lo etzba yisera, any bird that has an extra finger on its palm-like, and some say that means it's in back of the other one, that's above the other ones, who are din v'zefek, if the bird has a zefek, has a crop, the kukubona niklof, and it has that, it's one of its stomachs called the kukubona, it's niklof, you could peel off, there's a kiss around it that you could peel off from its, from the meat of it. So these are also simoni Torah. These are simon that the bird is Torah. These are four simonim. If it has an etzba yisera, a zefek, or the three simonim, etzba yisera, the zefek, kumana niklof. And those fourth one is, that's not a deris. We have leza bar tzadik oimer, koloi pachelik esraglof tomei. Any bird that you put a string across and it would, like, stand on the string, it would spread apart its legs, its hands. It's fingers, two on one side of the string and two on the other side of the string, that's a simen that it's tummy. Because we said before, like an oif Torah has a simen, yesh lo etzba yisera. There's one above and then three on the other side, so it's like one and three, not two and two. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Zayin, uvechagov, and what about grasshoppers? What's the simonim tire over them? Kol sheyesh le arba raglaim, they have to have four legs, the arba kenafayim and four wings, the karsulayim, that's the two front legs that they have, that they jump with them, and that their wings cover up rover the body. Rabbi Yossi says, Ushmoy Chogov. The name also has to be called Chogov. That's a simon of the Torah. Uvadogim, what's this simon about a fish? Called Shieshloi Snapi Vikashkeshes, that have fins and scales. That's a simon of the Yofis Torah. Rabbi Yudha says, Shinei kaskas, not at least two scales. Usnaperech, even one fin is also kosher. Now, v'yelohen kaskasim, what's called kaskasim, that's like kfuim, but that's the scales, like kabur on the body. Usnapirim, what's that? Haperech ben, that's the fins that they fly, that they swim with. Now, perek revi, mishnalef. Behema hamakasha leleid, or behema was having a hard time giving birth. And v'hoitzi u'beres yodoi, the fetus inside it, the baby inside it stuck out its hand, v'achzira, and then the fetus pulled it back in, and now you go and make a shechita on the aim, Halacha is mutav achila. You're allowed to eat this uber and the yad that was outside also. Since it came back in again before shechita, there's no psul treifa chal upon the yad. It's mutav even b'achila. What's going to be hoitzi as roishoy? Let's say the feet is put out his head, and that's considered like he was born already. So then afa pishach zira, even though the return and the head comes back in again, and then you make a shechita on the yain when the uber is inside it, still harayzei kilud. We consider the uber as if it was born already, and the shechita does not help for it. What's going to be choisech min uber shebemeyeho? Let's say when the uber or the fetus is still inside the womb of the mother, a person puts his hand inside the womb and cuts off a piece of the uber and leaves it inside there, and then you make a shechita on the mother. The lochr is mutav achila. Since b'shach shechita it's inside the stomach, it's mutav achila. What's going to be min hatchol min hakloyis? Let's say somebody puts his hands inside the behemoth and he cuts off from the animal itself its own spleen or the kidneys of the animal and stays inside the animal, then osa bachila. Even though you make a shechita when these things are inside, still those things are osa tit. And zeh klal, this is the general rule, that dov sheh begufa yosa. Anything that came off from part of the animal itself, if it's not attached to the animal, v'sha shechita, the shechita does not matter it. But sheh gufa, things that are not gufa, like the uber inside, which is not the real goof of the animal itself, then we say mutter, even though somebody cuts off part of the uber, but lemais vint is still inside. The mother, b'shashu met the shechita is materit b'achila. Mishnah Beis, hamavakeres, hamakasha leled. Can you have this behema? Was giving birth for the first time. Now, mechatech eiver, or mashtech leklovim. When its first fetus, like the baby's coming out, so even though this is called the Bechor, it should have Kedushas Bechor on it, but we'll soon see it only has the Kedushas Bechor after Roiv comes out. So therefore, when the first Ava comes out, if you want, you can cut off that arm and throw it to the dogs. It has no Kedushas Bechor on it yet. But Yotza Rubai, let's say once Roiv of the Uber comes out, then it's Chal Kedushas Bechor on it, then the Din is Harezi Kover. You can only bury what comes out now, which has a Kedushas Bechor on it. And v'niftro min abchor, no matter what happens, this is called its peter rechem. And therefore, when it has a second baby, that's not called the Bechor anymore. This one pat is the second one from Bechor. Bechor has to mean the peter rechem, the first one that comes out. Here, this is the first one that comes out. Even if it's cut up, if it's dead, it has no, even if it's not chaladin Bechor on it. But the Lamai said, pat is the second one that comes after it. That one for sure will not be called a Bechor. Mishnah Gimel, Behema Shemes Ubra B'soich Meyeho. Let's say you have a Behema, that the Ubra, the fetus, died inside it. And now, V'hoishet Haroyes Yodoy. The shepherd puts his hand inside the womb of the Behema, and V'nagaboy, he touches this Ubra, the dead fetus in the Behema. So, Locher is Bein Behema Temei, whether we're talking about a Behema Temei, let's say a pig, Bein Behema Temei, we're talking about a cow, a kosher one, Locher is Tor. Even though you touch the dead fetus inside, lamaisi is still tor, because since it's called the tumah blua, lamaisi it's inside the stomach, therefore doesn't have any koyach of tumah. Rabbi Yosi Aglilu Aimer, but tumeya tum, he makes a difference. If the behemoth is tumeya, so then even though when the animal's alive it has no tumah, but if you stick your hand inside the womb and touch the dead fetus, you become tumey. It has loch of a tumas nevela. And therefore, it's metamayu. Over tahora, tahator. But if the animal is a behemoth tahora, even though inside is a dead fetus, and you touch it inside, still you remain tor. That's the klal of tuma balua. If the tuma is swallowed up inside another body, so it's not metama. Now, ha'isha shemes v'loda b'soich miha. What's going to be by a lady that her baby dies inside her? U'poshta chayin, the nurse, puts a hand. Es yodo v'nogobo, the nurse puts a hand through the womb and touches the dead baby. So achaya tumeya, locher is achaya becomes tumeya. Tuma shiva, she has a tuma shiva. Since she touched it, she becomes tummy for seven days. Loch of a tummy mace. V'isha tera, but isha herself, she remains tera. Achiyetzi havla, until the blood comes out. She herself again, since it's called blua, tuma blua. Therefore, there's no tumah. The more it comes out in the midi rice to relieve, and the chai also is not tumah, because the tumah blue is not matama. But Gzeira on the Chayim, you have to be afraid maybe she'll even touch it when the head comes out already. And that's called Kilu, then it would have a Tumah Midiraisa. The Isha herself, she herself knows what's happening. So for her there's no Gzeira, because if the Tzad, the baby came out, she would feel it, she would know about it. But the Chayim that's just around there, we have to be afraid. She puts her hands inside, she becomes Tumah, because maybe what happened was the Uber came out already. At least the head came out already. Tarashem Kilud. I'll let the mother tell the Chaya. Shakti, she's too busy giving birth, she doesn't tell the Chaya. Therefore, the Chaya is Tami Yoni Midirabonin. But Avadi Midiraisa, since it's called the Tuma Blua, since the Tuma swallowed up in the behemoth, the Uber is inside the mother, it's not Matama anybody yet until it comes out. Mishnah Dalet. The Hema Hamakash Leilut. The behemoth is having a hard time give birth. For Hitzi Uber Es Yodoi. Now the Uber, the fetus, puts out its hand out of the womb before you make a shchita on the mother. And then, v'chatochoi. And then somebody cut off the hand of the fetus. And then, v'yachakach, afterwards, shochar asimoi. And then after you cut off the hand, and now you go to make a shchita on the mother. So the locher is like this, habosa tor. Means the rest of the meat of the Uber that's inside, it's mutatidit. And also it's tor, it's not tomei. Even though the yad, after it's cut off, the yad is called like an Eivim and Achai, it has a loch of tumor, like a tumor's nevela. But Lamaisa, when you cut it off, the Uber was still alive. So Baal Chai is not Makabal tumor, therefore the Bosa, the Uber itself, still remains to her. What's going to be though? Shochet es imoy. First you made a shchita on the mother. Again, the Uber put out its hand, the baby put out its hand out of the womb, and then you made a shchita on the mother, when the hen was still outside. And now, after like you made a shchita, so the behemoth becomes muta bachilu, and who had in the uber also inside, also becomes muta bachilu, but now it has loch of bosor, its mace. And then, the yachakach atochai, and then afterwards you cut off the yad that's sticking outside, you cut it off. So loch is ha bosor magan avelo. Give Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds the yad that's outside had no het to shchita at all. The shchita on the mother only helps for the uber, but not on the yad that was sticking out. So that yad that's outside has a tumas nevela, tumas evam and a chai on it, has a tumas like a nevela. And therefore, when you're cutting it off, it's considered like it's touching the uber, and since the uber already is made, so it has a shem oichel on it, the uber would also be mekabel tumas. It's called maga nevela. However, the chomram say no, maga treifa shruta. That the yad that was outside, lemaise, is considered like a treifa, it has a psul treifa. But our kopon of the shchit on the mother helped for that uber, for the yad also. Therefore, the yad has no tumas nevelas, like any treifa, that if you make a shchit on it, it's mitayim aday nevela. There also, this yad has no tumor on it, so therefore it's not mitayim, the uber is still tor. Now, ma matzinu betreifa sheshchitosim et harosa, the Chum say, just like before, I'm a regular behemoth, it's a treifa. So if you make a shchit before it dies, so the shchita helps, that's mitar medei nevela, it's not hadaz no tumas nevela. Is afir also, shchita sebei matitoyim esa aver, here also. The shchita you made on the mother should also be mitar this aver, the hand that's sticking outside, even though it has nisa trefer on it, because it's still outside, it didn't come back in before shchita. But the mice, it's not worse than a regular trefer, you make a shchita on it, it's mitar. On this, omul hem Rabbi Meir, Meir says back. Lo yim tira shchita treifa oisa. You know what? If you have a regular baby, that's a treifa. If you make a shchita, you know what a shchita works. Because dove shagufoi. You're making a shchita in the behemoth, in the treifa itself. Therefore, the shchita takes off the tumas nevela. But the Torah as a aver here, you want the shchita on the mother to help. For this aver, for the hand of the uber sticking outside, that's dove shagufoi. That's not the guf of the behemoth itself. Therefore, the shchita tzareim is not mitaya that uber, that yad that's sticking outside. Now, stasas the machlekes for mei and the chomim, what the shchita tzareim is mitaya than the din nevela, the din eva menachai, on this yad that's sticking outside. Now, the Mishnah says, tam, minayin, how do we know this halacha? Everybody agrees that letreifa sheshchitosim et harosoi, if you make a shchita on a behemoth, it's a treifa, that the shchita helps to take off the tumas nevela. So it is, behema tumei asur bachila. A behemoth tumei, a pig is also teat. Af treifa asur bechila. Who had in a treifa is also bechila. So ma behemoth tumei. Ein shchitosu mitarosa. L'chura should say, just like by behemoth tumei, if you make a shchita, does not take off the tumah, nevela of it. So really, I should say, af treifa let terenu shkitosoi. Who are then, if you make a shkita on a treifa also, it should not take off the tumor. The Mishnah says, no. Lo yimomat behema tume. You know why I say by a behema tume, the shkita doesn't help. Shlehoitzel ashas hakosher. It never had a time that it was fit for a shkita. A pig, an animal that's treif, a tomatic animal, never had a het shkita. So therefore, the shkita is lemur, doesn't help at all. But over here, to yom of a treif, we had a kosher animal, just became a treifa. Shoitzel ashas hakosher. There was a time when it was able to make a shkita before it became a treifa. Is Mela, the Shechita now, even after it became a treifa, should help to take off the Tumas Nevela. So Misha says, Tolucho Mashevesiv, so take what you brought me. In other words, what's going to be Haration? All the treifa minabet and minayin. That Tebehim is born to be a treifa. It has an extra leg that it hasn't been treifa on it. So that case never had had the Shechita. So how do I know there if you make a Shechita on it, it's Matayim de Nevela? So Misha says still, Loyim Amat Vebehim Tumei Shkenein Bemina Shechita. A behema tumeya, not only does it not have it, but it's home in. No pig in the world has a heta shchita. But yom of a treif, here if you have an ox that it was born a treifa, sheyesh b'mina shchita. There are other oxes, though, that you do have a heta shchita. So it says, but still, what will be shver, then what's going to be, ben shmoyne chai, and shchitos metarosai. Let's say you have a ben shmoyne chai, a behema, that's only 8 months old, in the mother's stomach. If it comes out when it's alive, and you shecht it right away, the which should not be mitayim at ein avela. If he she'ein b'mina shchita, there's no such behema, 8 month old behema, that he has a het shchita. A behema only has a shame behema if it's 9 months old, 9 months in the stomach. But if it's only there 8 months, it's not called the behema yet, it's not called the buck or a sign yet. So if on such a uber, that's only 8 months, even though it's alive, it came out alive, the din should be, if you make a shchita on it, it should not be mitayim midei nevela. Mishnah Hey, Ha Shechid Esther Behema or Motzovo Ben Shemoinechai, or Nais Yeshech the Behema, and inside the cow you find a fetus that's either 8 months old that's alive, or else it's dead, or Ben Tishemais, or else you find a fetus in there that's 9 months old there, but it's Nais. So Locher is Koiroi Umeitzias Domei. Kids, you're allowed to eat it, since it was inside the stomach when you made a Shechita on the mother. Therefore, you're allowed to rip it open and just take out its dam, mashmoni its dam, it's also, but the rest of it you're allowed to eat. Now, motza ben tishachai, what's going to be that you find inside of the fetus that's 9 months old and it's alive, it's coming out, it's alive? So here it's a machlekes. Tanakama holds toyin shchita. Still, you have to have a soul shchita later, even though it's inside the mother's stomach, but since it was a ben teshchai, it's not considered part of the mother anymore, and therefore needs a soul shchita. And therefore, v'chayiv yosef yes benoi, that he now had a shechter either the same day, he can't shechter today. Since you went to shechter the mother today, that we need to shechter his kid today. Give her Rabbi Meir, these are words of Rabbi Meir. But Rabbi Meir holds that Ben Pekua needs his own shechita. However, the chomer say no, shechitas ima mitarosa. You should know the shechita of the mother helps, even though the fetus was 9 months old and alive inside. But since it was inside the mother's stomach, b'shas the shechita, the shchita is matvit b'achila, and you're allowed to eat it midiraisi even without a shchita. And therefore, Avada would not apply the yisto yisav yis benoi. You're allowed to eat it without a shchita. Just kill it, and you can eat it. Rabbi Shimon Chazuriyam, he holds afilu ben shemayne shonin. Even though this ben pekua is 8 years old, and the cheresh besada, and it's working on the fields, still shchita sima matarosa. You know the shchita of the mother was matayrit, and that any time you want, you're allowed to just kill it now and eat it. So the Gemara asks, Lachur of Shimon is the same sfera as the Chom, the Tanakama. So when it says, according to Chomim, it's only mutatidit that first day, but afterwards it's also midirabonim akoponim, because it's a gzera, people may think you could eat an animal without a shchita. But Shimon knows, no, there's no gzera. Everybody knows that a ben peku is something special, and people will not come to be mad to eat a regular animal without shchita. They'll know this was a ben peku. What's going to be, the Mishnah says, Kori, rip open the cow after the shchita, or motza ben tishachai, and you find a ben tishachai, so toin shchita, you have to make a shchita on it. If we shlo nishchat imoy, means in a case we do not make a shchita on the mother, so stam, the mother died, and you ripped open the mother, and right away took out the fetus, and it's alive, so pshita needs a shchita. And chur the chiddush is that a shchita helps on it. Mishnevov. behema shenechtechu ragleho min hakuvo lamata. You have a behema that by its leg you cut off from its hind legs min hakuvo lamata, from the bottom of the ankle, from the bottom of the joint. You cut it off below the joint. So ksheir, it's not called a treifa, it's still kosher. Min hakuvo lamala, but from the knee and upwards, then psula, that makes the behema into a treifa, then the behema is psula. V'chein, the same thing, shenital tzuma sagidim. The tzuma sagidim, those are a bunch of veins that are attached a little bit higher from the joint. So if you cut by the veins there, that also makes it into a treifa. And one shan the Gemara, the chiddush here is, even though you didn't break the bone, you didn't cut off the bone, you didn't even break the bone, you just cut the gidim there, just cut those veins there, those tzuma sagidim, that also makes it into a treifa. What's going to be nishbar etzem? Let's say the bone was fractured. Not that you cut it off completely, just there was a fracture in the bone. So it depends. And even if it was higher up than the akuva, but still, in roiv ha-bosekayim, if most of the meat is there covering up the fracture, then shchitosim etaros, it's not a treifa, and the shchita helps. V'yimlav, let's say the meat, like the fracture sticking out, there's no meat there covering it up, or you don't have robe of the meat covering it up, and the chlami, then it's called a treifa. And therefore, in shchitosim et harosoi, the shchita on such an animal would not be matter with bachilo. Mishnah Zayin, ha shoychet es habehema, if you shecht an animal, o motzo vo shulyo, and you find inside the animal the placenta, you find that the kiss where usually the uber is inside it, so lachar is it's muta bachilo, since it was inside the mother's stomach, b'shah shchit, it's muta to eat it. And therefore, the Mishnah says, nefesh hayofo techlenu, a person has a good heart, meaning a person is not delicate, he could eat such a thing, he's allowed to eat it. Even the shulya becomes mutter, the placenta becomes mutter, that's the kiss, the covering around the uber, becomes mutter with the shchita saying. And who adin, v'yeinim mitama, and who adin, the chiddush is also, v'yeinim mitama le tumas eichlin, does not have a shame eichel on it, so if it comes out, even if a sheretz touches it, does not become tamei, since rove people do not eat it, it doesn't have a shem oichel on it. It's not makabel tumas eichlin. For like tumas nevelis, who are then even the case when an animal dies, that the rest of the basar has a tumas nevela on it, but the shuli is not called basar. The placenta itself doesn't have a shem basar on it, and therefore there'll be no tumas nevela on it. What's going to be the chishev oleho? Let's say you start to think you have machshova that you want to eat from the shuli, from the placenta. Then the lachar is metama tumas eichlin. Then it could be mekabel tumas eichlin. If a sheretz touches it, it will become tamei. Avlo metumas nevela, but nevela not. That your machshava does not help, since lemaisa it's not called basar, you will not have tumas nevela on it. What's going to be now shil yoshiyotsa miktsasa? Let's say part of the placenta comes out of the cow's stomach before you make a shchita on the cow. So lachar is asur bachila. Now it's also titus placenta, even if it comes back in again and you make a shchita on the mother, so it's also. And the reason is why? Because simin vlad bisha, the simin vlad bebehema. When a placenta comes out, that's a simin by the regular isha that the vlad came out, and who would then buy a behema? It's also a simin that a vlad came out. In other words, in the placenta is the vlad. So if part of the placenta came out, you have to be afraid it may be the head of the uber was in that part and the head came out. And that's halach, whenever the head comes out, that's called like a leidah. So you have to be afraid as if it has a shame leidah on the uber, and therefore the shchita same is not matter it anymore. What's going to be hamavakeres shepila shulya, a behemoth that's giving birth for the first time, and it was matter that came out of it, the shulya kipsenta came out of it. So halach is yashlechenu leklovim. You have a right to throw it to the klavim, meaning it has no kedushas bechor on it. And therefore you could just throw it to a caliph. There's no kedushas bechor on the shulya and the placenta itself. Ulu mikdoshim. Well, let's say it by the hemas kochim, or shlom, let's say, shapila shulya, then the lachar is to cover. Then lachar, you have to bury it to shulya. Because since we say there's no shulya without a vlad, we have to be afraid maybe roiv of the behema came out with the shulya, and therefore there's a kedusha on it, and therefore you have to bury it. Now, how come by a bechorah here, where the behemoth is given birth the first time, there the shul you can throw to the klovin, Why aren't we afraid to say maybe also it has kedushas bechor? Maybe in the shul you came out the uber, and maybe it was a zocher, maybe it'd be mechuyev in kedushas bechor. So more comes out that by bechor, half of the vlodos are nekevis, and half of them are zechorim. And even upon the zechorim, there's a miyat that's a nidma that also does not have a kedushas bechor on it. It looks and came out of a mate, like it looks. It came out of a cow, looking like a goat. That's a nidma. So that does not have kedushas bechor. So therefore, min astam, we say that roiv ubrim do not have kedushas bechor. So therefore, just as shul you came out, you have right to go to kulu to say it has no kedushas bechor on it. Therefore, you can give it to the klavim. Now, shenkin by mekdoshim by korbin, even if it was nekeva, it also has kedushas of a korbin on it. Therefore, you have to bury it. That the only thing they'll give you hefter if it's a nidma. That's only a miyat. Therefore, you go bust a roiv. Roiv is either a zocher or a nekeva. Therefore, the mekdoshim, when the shilu comes out, you have to bury it. Now, v'yein koivri noisa b'proshas rochim, you're not allowed to bury the shilu in the highway, on the prosh drachim where the roads divide, and v'yein tol noisa bilun, who are then you're not allowed to hang it in a tree? Why mifnei darkei ha'amori? This is the way the Amorim, the Goyim, used to do. And the Torah says, v'chukastayim loisalechu, therefore you're not allowed to do these minhogim that the Amori do. Yeah. Now we're up to Perach Hamishi. Mishnah. Oisoy v'yes benoy. The mitzvah oisoy v'yes benoy. The Torah says not allowed to shecht the mother cow and the kid cow and the kid the same day. So oisoy v'yes benoy noig bein boros, whether you're in Eretz Yisrael or bein b'chusos, whether you're outside Eretz Yisrael. B'fnei abayis, whether b'zman you have the Beis Hamikdash. V'shloy b'fnei abayis, whether b'zman there's no Beis Hamikdash. B'chulun, whether the animals are chulun, regular animals, over mekdoshim, or else would have a shem of korban on, has kedusha on it. Still, there's an inyan, you're not allowed to shech the same day, the mother and the kid. Ketzat, how do we have these esurim by Yosef Yes Benoi? It sounds like this. Ha'ashoychit Yosef Yes Benoi chulun b'chutz. If you shech Yosef Yes Benoi, you shech the mother and the kid. A regular behemoth chulun. You do it b'chutz outside. The locher is that the regular oisav yis benoi, shneim ksherim, both shchitas are kosher. You're allowed to eat from the second one also. Just via sheni sefek yis aboyim, you should know, you get malchus. When you're over the east, oisav yis benoi, does not pass on the shchita. The shchita is still called the kosher shchita. Just as an isav eat from it. Kochim bachutz, let's say you have both of them, the mother and the kid are both kochim, and you shech them both outside. The locher is a rishon chayv koros. On the first one, the mother you shecht outside, since the mother was fit to be brought lefanim. Shirov v'diyus shchutei chutz that yichayet chorus. But ushneim sulim mi both shchites are not matrit bachilo. Both of them are taka posoti. That's lot of shchutei chutz. That's ushneim sulim. Ushneim sevkim esaboyim. And by both shchites you get malchus. For the first one, you get malchus for the yisra shchutei chutz. And on the second one, there's no Yisr Shchutei Chutz, because the second one was not fit to be brought today, Lipnim, since you have the Yisr Yisr Yis Benoi. Therefore, the second one is not fit to be brought inside today, therefore there's no Yisr Shchutei Chutz, shechting it outside. But the reason why you get Malkus is because you're over the Yisr Yisr Yis Benoi. Then the Mishnah says, what's going to be Chulun Bifnim? You have both the mother and the kid are both a regular behemoth Chulun, but you shech them both inside the Azor in the Beis Hamikdash. So locher is shneim sulam. That's nisti. You can't shecht chulam biazora. They're both posolt eat. V'hasheni sovik esaboyim. And for the second one, you get malchus. Not for the first one, because for the yisur chulam b'fnim, there's no malchus. But on the second one, you get malchus for the yisur of oisoy v'yes benoy. What's going to be kochim b'fnim? Let's say both the mother and the kid is both a regular korb and a kabonis, the kochim, and you shecht them both inside the Beis Hamikdash. So the shchita is called the shchita ruya. So a rishon kosher, the first animal, the first korban you bring today, it's a kosher animal. It's a kosher korban. Upata, there's no averis. V'yashen, the second one, sefek esaboyim apostle. You're over, you get malchus for the yisra oisav yis benoi. And really, it's also apostle for a korban because it's a mechusa zman. Since you're not allowed to bring it today, it has nisa mechusa zman. Therefore, you're not yotza the korban, it's apostle a korban. Mishnah base. What's going to be chulin v'kodshim b'chutz? Let's say you both have the mother was chulin and the kid was a korban, was kodshim, and you shech them both outside. Sarishan kosher potter. The first one you shecht, it's chulun b'chutz, you let eat from it, it's a kosher shechita, and you potter. V'yasheni sefek esaboyim. The second one, even though it's possible for a korban, because it's a mechus hazman, but still al mishnol da shechita shen ru yishmo shechita by oyster v'yes benoi, and therefore you get malchus. You sefek esaboyim on the second one, because that's a isa, oyster v'yes benoi. A possible, as the din kochim shiboy, it's possible. It has a din mechus hazman on it, it's a possible shechita. What's going to be the opposite way? Kochim v'chulun b'chutz. The mother was kochim, and the animal, the kid was chulin, and he shecht both of them bachutz outside. So rishon chayiv koras apostle. For the first one, it's a regular issa shchutei chutz. He chayiv koras for that. It's apostle. Now v'hasheni, the second one you shecht is kosher. It's a kosher shchita since it's chulin bachutz. It's a kosher shchita. But ushneim sefkim esaboy, and you get malchus twice, and you get malchus for the second one after issa oisav v'yis benoy. As I said, there's benoy, it's a lav, you're over a lav, but it doesn't make the shchit apostle. Since it's chulin, it's a kosher shchit, you can eat from it. So if there's an issa, issa of yes benoy, you get malchus. And the second one, you get malchus for the issa, shchut echutz. That's going to be chulin the kochim efnim. The mother was chulin, the kid was kochim, the shecht them both inside the azara. So shneim sumim. The first one is posel, because it's called chulin the azara. And the second one is posel, it has an issa, mechusas man on it. The Yasheni Sotik is the boy. You get Malchus for the second one, not for the first one. Since the first one only had the Yisra Chulun Biazara, there's no lav. It's only in Yisra Asay, she don't get Malchus. Only the second one gets Malchus for being over the Yisra, Oisai V.S. Benoy. Alright, we'll continue on the other side. Turn over. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Kodshim V'chulun Befnim? One is Kodshim, one is Chulun Yishechna both inside. So Harishan Kosher, the first one you shecht is a good carbon, it's a kosher carbon. Upot is no Aveira. The Yashen of the second one that's chulin, Sefik Esaboyim, Erova the Lav, Oisav, Yes Benoi, so you get Malchus for that. Upotel. That since you shechting the Lefanim inside the Azara is called Chulun B'Azara, therefore it's possible you can't eat from the meat. What's going to be Chulin Bachutz Uvepanim? Both of them are chulin. And you shecht the first one outside, it's a kosher shchita, and the second one you shecht inside. So rishon kosher pot, the first one is very good, you can eat from it, it's a kosher shchita. For Hasheni, the second one, sefek esaboyim, you get malchus for the yisur voisev yis benoi, since you're shechting it the same day, you shechted its mother. Uposel, it's possible to eat from the meat, because since you shechted it with nim inside, you have the yisur chulun biyazor, it's possible to eat from it. What's going to be kochim bachutzu with nim? Both of them are kochim, and the first one you shecht outside, and the second one you shecht inside. So rishon is chayiv koros. You chayiv koros for that. You have the yisra shchut echutz, which name sulam. Both of them are posel. The second one is posel, even though you're doing the bifnim inside, because it has nisra mechusas man. It's not fit to be brought today, since you already shechted the mother today. Therefore, both shchitas are psulim. Which name sefkim esaboyin? You get malchus twice. For the first one, you have the malchus for the lav of shchut echutz. Now, with the second one, you get Malchus for the Yisra of Oisai v'yes benoy. That's going to be Chulin b'fnim u'bachutz. Both the mother and the kid are both behemoth Chulin. And you shecht the first one b'fnim inside Chulin b'azor, and the second one you shecht outside. So are you showing possible because there's Nisra Chulin b'azor? But potter, there's no Malchus for that. There's only Nisra Asai. But v'asheni, the second one, you have the Yisra Oisai v'yes benoy, even though you're doing it outside. Therefore, Sefik Yisaboyim, you get Malchus for the lab of Oisav Yis Benoy, but for kosher, you let eat from it, since it was a shchita don bachutz, chulun bachutz, it's muta bachila. What's going to be kochim befnim? If your first one, the mother, was kochim meshechted inside, a kosher shchita ubachutz, and the kid is also kochim meshechted outside. So Risha and kosher apota, the first one's a kosher shchita, it's a regular korban befnim, it's okay. V'yasheni, the second one, even though it's kochim, it's kochim bachutz, so ma'isa sefik es aboyim, you get malchus for the yisra v'yisra v'yis benoy, but apostle, it's apostle shchita, since it's a kochim being done bachutz, but the yisra chorus for a shchut echutz you don't have, because it's not called royal lipnim today, since it's yisra v'yisra v'yis benoy, it's like a mechusas man, it's not fit to be brought lipnim inside, that's the klal. Anytime the korban cannot be brought inside the kilchosoy tireim, if you do it outside, there's no isha shchut echutz, since it's considered the mechusa zman. Mishnah Gimel. Ha'ashreichet v'nimtzas treifa. Let's say you shecht an animal, shecht the mother, and it comes out it was a treifa. Or else the case you shecht v'yisav yespinoy, in other words, you shechted one of the, you shechted both of them today, but one of them was a shchit of a treifa. Or else ha'ashreichet li'avoyde zorah, you shechted one of them l'shem avoyde zorah, so the kids it's also banoy, you can't eat from it. Or else v'ashreichet poras chattis, you shechted the poraduma, shechted the mother, which is the poraduma, that's also the shchit t'shein eru, you can't eat from it. Or else for shor haniskol, you shech the shor that's a niskol, it killed some, it killed the person, so the chiyus gilir on it. Also, it's also by no, it's a shchit t'shein eruya. V'yegla rufa, you shech to the negla rufa, it's also by no. So in all these cases, it's called the shchit t'shein eruya. The loch is Rabbi Shimon Poyte. Rabbi Shimon says, if one of them, either the mother or the kid, was such a shchit, that's not called the shchit, and you don't have the aveira, voice of the espanoi. The Torah only says it by kosher shchita that's matir with bachila. You shech the mother, then the kid, the same day, the opposite way around, since both of them are mutta bachila, they're both called shchita, then you have the yisra oisav yis benoi. But over here, one of the shchita is called the shchita shena ruya, you can't eat from the shchita. Therefore, you point to there's no yisra oisav yis benoi. However, the chomim mechayob, the chom say no, even though it's a shchita shena ruya, but lamais, you did a shchita. As far as the Hilchus Shchit alone goes, it was a kosher Shchit done. There's something else that's making it possible. Therefore, the Shchit is called the Meister Shchit, therefore, there would still be the Yisra of Oysa of Yespinoi. What's going to be Hashoch? Let's say you make a Shchit of an Isnabla Biyodoi. Let's say Mamish becomes an Avela. Meaning to say, you didn't do a kosher Shchit at all, became an Avela. Or else, be Hanoicher. Let's say you stam strangle the animal, that it doesn't, you don't make a Shchit at all. Whereas we have makir, you uproot the simonim also not through maisa shchita. Then potter, vishu maisa v'espinoi, then everybody agrees. There's no isa oisa v'espinoi, it's only if you do maisa shchita. Here that you do not do a shchita on these, avadi potter from the isa oisa v'espinoi. What's going to be shnayim shalokhu poru b'no? Let's say two people bought a cow, and there's somebody else, and two people, one person bought the cow, one person bought the son. So, Ezesh Lokach Rishon, whichever one bought it first, Yishchot Rishon, he has a schus to shecht that one first. Because since he bought it first, that gives him a schus to shecht it today. And the second one should wait another day. But what's going to be Vim Kodem Hasheni? Let's say the second one went first and made a shchita on his right away. But then Zocha and Echonami, if he shechted it first, so the Maisei Zocha is Larit from it, it's a kosher shchita. What's going to be Shochat Poro? You shech the mother first, and then you shech his two kids afterwards. So, Sefik Shemoinim, you get two times Malkus. Like each kid you shech, you have the Alveira of Isav Yespinoi, so you get twice Malkus 80. What's going to be Shochat Shneivoneh? First you shech the two kids. And so far you didn't do an Alveira, there's no risk of shechting the two kids the same day. Then, Viachakach Shchoto, then you shechted the mother. So, Lochri Sefik Yesavoyim, you only get Malkus once. That's the Avera, voice of Yespinoi. Doesn't have to be the mother first, then the kid. You can shech the kid first, then the mother. Also, you're over the Avera. What's going to be Shochato? First you shech the mother. V'yezbita, then you shech the daughter. V'yezbasbita, then you shech the daughter's daughter. The Lachur is Sefik Shemayim. Here also you get twice Malkus. Because the second one you shech was one Avera, voice of Yespinoi. And the third one you shech was also an Avera, voice of Yespinoi. They did the Avera twice, therefore you get two times Malkus. What's going to be Shochata? First you shechted the grandmother, the mother. V'yezbaz Vito. Then after that you shechted the granddaughter. So far you didn't do the Yisra, Yisra V'yezbanoi. It's only the mother and the kid, not the mother and the granddaughter. Now V'yachakach, third you shecht was Shochata's Vito. Now you shechted the grandmother's daughter, which is the mother of the grandchild. So now the middle one really is like two Averis involved. It's the daughter of the first one, and it's the mother of the second one. So here's the Machlokes. Tanakama holds Sefik Esavoyim. You only get one time Malkus. Lamaisa is one Avera right now, one Maisa Avera. So therefore you only get once Malkus. However, Sumchis Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Sumchis says over the name of Rabbi Meir, no. He holds that Sefik Shemayim, you get twice Malkus. So Maisa, this daughter now is a love of Oisav Yispinah in the gear to its mother. That's also a love of Oisav Yispinah in the gear to its daughter. Therefore, since it's the Smachlaikas the Gemara, where the Simcha souls always, if you eat Shnei Chazoi Zaysim, Shnei Kezaytse Chaylev, Belemecha, whether you chayv twice, or maybe no, here it's a special Svara, since it's fitted Gufim Machlokim. There's separate Gufim here, therefore, like it's the mother and the grandchild and the daughter in between, that's why here you get twice Malkus. Then the Mishnah says, Be'abo Prokim Bashono, there are four times in the year that ha-moicher behemel ha-chaveroi, if the moicher sells an animal to his friend, tzorach li-adiyo, you have to tell the lekech, the one that buys it, you have to inform him, and tell him like this, that imo mocharti lishchei, if you shechted the mother today to somebody else, you have to tell the buyer now of the daughter that I already sold the mother to somebody else today, and therefore be careful not to shech the daughter today, or else bito mocharti lishchei, I already sold the daughter to somebody else. So when you sell secondly, the mother, you have to tell the second Lekayach that there will be an Issa Issa V'Yispanah in this one. V'Yeluhayim, these are the four times of the year. Now there is other times of the year, even though you sell the same day both the mother and the child to two different people, you don't have to be afraid to tell them, because now Mastarvah will shecht the same day. But here, these four times of the year, when people buy the animal, they for sure will shecht it today. So if we have to notify the buyer that there's an Issa Issa V'Yispanah, you have to wait till the next day. Now one of these four times, Erev Yom Tov Achron Shochag, Erev of Shemini Atzeres, or the Hashanah Rabbah, people buy meat then to Shech L'Kavod Yom Tov, the Erev Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, and Erev Pesach, people buy meat to Shech for Yom Tov, the Erev Atzeres, Erev Shavuos, people buy meat, and the Erev Rosh Hashanah, and Erev Rosh Hashanah also, people buy animals to make Shvita, to have meat to eat. Also on Erev Yom Kippur also is a mitzvah to have a suda. We know if you eat on Erev Yom Kippur, it's like you fast on Yom Kippur, but gol and golu. So according to him, this is also for one time that if people buy meat to the animals today, you know for sure they'll plan to shech today. So therefore, if you already sold one of them, you have to tell the second buyer that there's an issur oisav yispinah on it. Omrav Yudavudis says, Amos, when was this said, Bizman Shen Lerevach. If there's no time, meaning to say that they're buying on Erev Yom Tov. Aviyesh Lerevach, let's say they buy it 2 or 3 days before, then in Tzorach Ladir, they don't have to warn him. Because it could be one person will shecht today, and one person will wait and shecht tomorrow. It's only 3 days before Yom Tov, so they're not going to shecht the same day. But Omrav Yudavudis agrees, though, that the Meicheres Haim Lechosin, if you sell the mother to the chosin, via sabas lakal, then you sell that daughter of the cow to the kala. So here you know, shetzorach lidi, you have to warn the kala to say that you already shechted the mother to the chosin. Because over here, biyadua, we know, sheshneim shechtim biyamechod, that both of them plan to shecht the same day, that they both plan to shecht lekover the chasana. So in this case, you'd have to warn them before and to tell them there would be the yisa oisoi v'yespinoi. Mishnah Dalet. Biabo prokim elu, these four times of the year, ma'ashchitin es ha-tabach ba-korchoi. Means to say, if somebody bought even a dollar's worth of meat, we force the butcher, like to shech the animal, to give the buyer the meat, because he needs meat now for Yom Tov. As the Mishnah says, afilu shor shav elef, even if the animal is worth $1,000, elef dinrin. V'yein le lakech el ha-dinner, the lakech only gave a dollar to buy a dollar's worth of meat, still, we forced the butcher to shech now. He doesn't have right to say, I don't want to shech, it's not worth it for me. No, this is special takana now, so the lakech has the right to buy the meat now, and the meicher has to shech it. The figure, therefore, in mace. Let's say, yes, the lakech gave the dollar. Now the animal died before the shechita. The locher is mace to lakech loses out. Because since he paid for the rent, the Gemara comes out that here, where Hemed al-Din al-Din Torah, to say that Moses Kainis here, that's Midiraisa, and the Altista Kron over here, and therefore it's considered if Lekech bought it already, and he lost out now when it died. Avo b'shayi Moses Hashanah the rest of the year, though, and it's not that way. And therefore, Lefrikach in Meis, if the animal dies before the Lekech gets it, Meis la-Meicher, the Meicher loses out. The rest of the year, even though you paid money for it, because the money you didn't make a Mashiach, it's not yours. So if the Meicher doesn't want to sell it, he can change his mind like. Lekech only gets it after he makes a Mashiach. So if it dies before he made the Mashiach and the Chanami, then the Moicha loses out, not the Lekeach. Mishnah. Yoimechot, Hama B'yosef Yisbenoi, that the Torah says he can't shecht the mother and the kid the same day, what's called the same day, is Hayoim Hulach Ocher Alayla. The day goes after the night. If he shechted the mother at night time, the next day it's still also to shecht the kid. But if he shecht the mother by daytime, the next night, you're allowed to shecht the kid. How do we know this? Ezu Doras Shimon Ben Zoyma. Shimon Ben Zoyma darshan like this. Shimon Ben Zoyma says, Nema b'maisa b'reishis. The Pasuk says in b'reishis, yoimechod. V'nema b'yesav yes b'noi, yoimechod. The son is a gzera shava. Ma yoimechod ama b'maisa b'reishis. Just like over there b'maisa b'reishis. Hayoim. Ha'lach ha'chor layla. It says, v'hi erev ha'yivoykem. First it was night, then it was day. Is af yoimechod. Ama b'yesav yes b'noi. The Torah says here by Yikra, the Pasuk of yoimechod, is also Hayoim Hoylech Acher Alaylo. The day goes after the night. Like we said, if you shecht the mother at night, there's still the Yisra not to shecht the kid the whole next day. But if you shecht the mother by daytime, at night time already, it's mutter to shecht the kid. Oyser Vespino Yosaz Locho, or first Erev, then Yoim. You're up to Perek Vov. Mishnalov. Kisei ha'adam noyig boris. The mitzvah of kisei ha'adam, we know if you shecht a chayo or a noyig, there's a mitzvah to cover up its blood. That's noyig what you're doing in Eretz Yisrael. Or v'chutzlos, what's done outside Eretz Yisrael. The v'nei ha'bayis, or the bizman, we have the Beis HaMikdash, or else we should let b'fnei ha'bayis. Bizman, there's no Beis HaMikdash. The bizman is there, still there's a mitzvah of kisei ha'adam with your eyes on. Ba'chulun, noyig if you shecht a chayo, a regular chayo, or else the chiddush is an oif. Also, only of chulin, avled the mikdashim. If you have an oilas or a chates hoif, and you shecht the chates hoif, that's the chiddush. There's no mitzvah kisei adam. Only by oif of chulin, not by an oif of mikdashim if it's a korban. By a chay, it doesn't make enough chumin. You can't have a chay of a korban. Now, by oif first, that's the chiddush. Avled the mikdashim. Now, the Mishnah explains v'noyig b'chay of oif. It's negay whether you shecht the chay a kosher a chay or whether you shecht the kosher oif. The mizumin, whether it's prepared, meaning it's captured, it's in your house already, it's tamed, or v'shein the mizumin, whether it's a wild one you don't have in your house. Still you have the mitzvah of kisadam, and it speaks to that because by the mitzvah later of shluach hakan, that's only by shein the mizumin, not by mizumin. So if we're here, it has to explain by both cases, there's the mitzvah of kisadam. V'noye v'kvi, t'nogeya by a kvi, or kvi is an animal that's a sotek, a doubt, whether it's a chayah, whether it's a behema. Remember, in Gemara, it's a machlokes. The three-way machlokes is exactly what a kvi is. One says it's an ayal habar, a wild rim. One says it's an offbree from a taish and a tzviya, from a goat that came on a deer. So the kid now is a suffolk, whether it has a loch of a chayah or a behema. And some say, no, it's a berry of a knasman, an animal by itself. And the self is exactly what din does it have? Does it have a din chay or a knife? A din chay or a behemoth? Therefore, min asofik is the mitzvah of kisei adam. It's an eshu sofik, because it's a sofik, maybe it's a chay, maybe not. So min asofik, you have the mitzvah of kisei adam. But v'yein shechten oisa b'yomtif. Halacha is, you can't shech the kri on yomtif. Even though you plan to eat from the meat, you're not allowed to shech the kri on yomtif. And the reason is why? Because v'yim shochet, let's say b'dievet, you did make the shchita, ein mechas nes domoy. You're not allowed to make a kisei adam. Like this, the halacha is, if you shech the kvi, we just said min asofik, you're mechuyev to make the kisei adam. But since it's only min asofik on yomtif, you will not be able to. Because you can't be mechalu yomtif to metalto to touch the offer, which is muksa, l'tzor kisei adam. If it would have been a regular chay or regular if, so on yomtif, then it's mutter to be mechasa, because it's a vade mitzvah. But since the kvi is only a sofik mitzvah, it's not doiche yomtif. So therefore, lechetchil, you're not supposed to even shecht a kvi on yomtiv. And if b'dievad you did shecht a kvi on yomtiv, that's the Mishnah says, you should know, ein mechas nes doma, you have no right to make the kisei adam, you have no right to mechalu yomtiv, al din muksa shaboy, in order to be mekayim this sofretik mitzvah of kisei hadam. The Mishnah beis, ha'shechet v'nimtza treifa, let's say you made a shechita on a chayr and a knife, and then you found that they were a treifa. So the kitza is called the shchita shen ruya. You're not allowed to eat from the shchita. Or else, if you are shechted avoy dezer, or somebody shechted the chayil l'shem avoy dezer, also becomes also b'hano. You take a chai or an oif of chulin and you shecht it inside the Beis HaMikdash, or also it's also to eat it, or else with kotshim achutz, you add this chates oif, and she made a shechita outside the Beis HaMikdash, and it becomes also to eat from it, or else chai of yoif and eskolim, you have a chai of oif that killed somebody, and in this capacity, the dechi is chai of skilo. So in such a case also, it's also to eat from the shechita. So the kitzah, it's called, you made a shechita shein ruya. So it's a machlokes. Rabbi Meir Machayv, Rabbi Meir holds still Yechayv in the Mitzvah Kisi Adam. Ashchita Shein Ru Yishmo Shchita. The Chachomim, Poitra, and the Chachomim say no, Yepotah from the Mitzvah Kisi Adam. And Mashma, since Rabbi put it Stam in Losh Chachomim, here by Mitzvah Kisi Adam, Rabbi Paskins like Chachomim, which really is Rabbi Shimon Shchita, that holds that Ashchita Shein Ru Yish Loshim Ashchita, and the reason here is because by Kisi Adam, the Pasuk says, Vayichlov, Mashma, it has to be a Shchita that you could eat from it. And here these shchitas, you cannot eat from it, therefore you're potter from mitzvah kisi adam. What's going to be though, ha-shoichet finis nablo v'yodoy? Let's say you made a ma'isa shchita, but b'chlal, it wasn't a good shchita, became an avela. Then you didn't do hilcha shchita. That's not called a shchita at all, or else ha-noicha, you strangled it. Or else va-ma'ake, you uprooted the simonim without a shchita. It's potter malachata. This is according to everybody. That's not considered you made a ma'isa shchita at all, and therefore your potter from the mitzvah is kisei adam. Mishnah Gimel. Cheresh shoyte v'kotin sheshochetu. You have a cheresh, a deaf and dumb person, or else a fool, or else a kotin, that makes a shchita. So it depends. V'acherim royin oisam, if other people saw them that they made a kosher shchita, that's considered a shchita shrui aruya. V'nechnami, then the loch is chayovim l'chaseis. Abadi, there's a mitzvah to make a kisei adam here. We now mourn that the shchita was a kosher shchita. What's going to be though, Beinoilov and Atman, let's say the cotton, or Cheresh, Shreit of the cotton, made the Shrita by themselves, nobody was watching them. So then Allah is Peturim Malachasais, their potter from the mitzvah Kisi Adam. Because Minastam, we say that Roiv Maasei Mamikokolim, so it's not considered like a Maasei Shrita was done. And the Chen Linyan Oisav Yespinoi, the same thing would apply by Oisav Yespinoi. And let's say this kid shechted the mother today, so again it depends. If they made the shchita on the matter today, and somebody saw them make a kosher shchita, so then Allah is also lishkot achrayim. You're not allowed to shech the kid today, since they saw the shchita on the mother was a kosher shchita. So you have the yisa oisav yis benoi. What's going to be the benoi leben atzman? Let's say though that they shechted between themselves a chereshet v'katan. So Rabbi Meir mat lishkot achrayim. Rav Meir holds yes, you're allowed to shech the kid today, even though they, the Cheresh Reitz V'Kotin, shechted the mother today. Well, you have a right to say that Shechita was not a kosher Shechita, and therefore there's no issue of Yisrael V'Yes B'Noi. Ma'ashen ken v'chachom ois, Nechom say no, it's also. Nechom say why? Because the Sosek, maybe the Shechita was good. So according to Nechom, you have to go to Chumrah and be afraid maybe the kid's Shechita was good, and therefore now at the shecht, ois of Yisrael B'Noi the same day. Umoidim, but they both agree. Shim shochat. Let's say when the kid shechted the mother today. Now beinan beinatzmoi, and somebody else shechted the kid today. Shein esefik esaboyim. Even the chum would agree that that person will not get malchus, because the ma'is it's only a sofik avera. Because about it's a sofik if the cheresh shait v'kan shchita was a kosher shchita or not. But the chum only say the chumrah you should not shech the kid today. But about if you did shech the today, malchus you would not get. Remains a Sofek Avera, you will not get Malkus. Mishnah Dalet. Shochat Meya Chayis B'Mokim Echad. Let's say somebody shechted 100 Chayis in one place. So the locher is Kisi Echad L'Kulam. You don't have to stop after each Shechita to make the Kisi, but you have the right to continue making all 100 Shechitas on the Chayis, and afterwards you mechas them all together and one Kisi follow them. What's going to be Meya Oifes B'Mokim Echad? You shechted 100 birds Oifis in one place, the same thing, Kiseh or the Kulam, you have a right to make one Kiseh for the Dam. What's going to be though, Chay Yevoit Mokim Echod? Let's say you have the Dam of a Chay and the Dam of an Oif in one place, the same thing, Kiseh or the Kulam. Even though the Dam of the Chay and the Dam of the Bird got mixed up together, so what? They're both Mechuyiv and Kiseh Dam, you could do one Kiseh for both of them. That's the Tanakama. Mashenken Rebudim, Rebudim says no, that Shochat Chay Yechasenu. The Yachakach Yishchet Esayf. He helps know that if you plan to shecht chayis and life, you cannot make stam all the shechitis first and then make a kisa dam. But when you finish shechting the chayis, you have to stop and make a kisa dam of that dam, and then go to shecht the oifis. Like chayis and life are two different categories, so you should not be mechasa the domim together. Therefore, you shecht the chayis, when you finish with them, first make kisui, then go back to shecht the oifis, and then make the kisa on them. Mishnah says, Shochat, that's Rabbi Yudi Shita. That a chayiv was, and he dies, and the Pesuk says, chayi oyoyf, the word oy, is lechalek, to say that each one has his own mitzvah's kisui. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be shochat for lekisa? The shochet shechted either the chayi the oyf, and he forgot to make the kisa dam. For achas, somebody else saw the dam there. Lochus chayi lechas says, that person has a kisa to make the kisui. Because whoever, even though lechetchila the shochet is supposed to do it, but if he did not do it, whoever is there, it's a mitzvah on Kol Klai Yisrael. If you see dam of a chai or a knife, there's a mitzvah to cover it, if it wasn't covered yet. What's going to be the kiso? Let's say first the sheikh had covered it up, and then when his gal of the wind blew away the dirt, so potom lechasas, you don't have to cover it up a second time. What's going to be kiso or ruach? Let's say at the beginning, before the sheikh had got to cover it up, the wind blew and covered up the dam with dirt. The locher is at that time, it's potter from the mitzvah kisui. Since it's covered up, there's no mitzvah. But what's going to be if it becomes uncovered again? Here the din is chayiv lechasas, you do have to mechaser it. Since at the beginning it wasn't done through another, it's not considered with a kima mitzvah here, so even though it was nitcha, you couldn't do the mitzvah when it was covered up, but we hold ein dichoyet eitzo mitzvahs, and therefore when it becomes uncovered again, since the mitzvah was not done to it yet, there's a mitzvah to cover it up. Mashenka in the first place, where a Jew first covered it up once, so it was mekayim the mitzvah kisa, the Pesuk says v'chisayu, mashma, once you do it once, you do not have to do it a second time. Mishnehei, dom shenisara b'mayim, you have dam of a chay or a knife that got mixed up with water. So shalom, when does it become bottle? So it depends. Im yesh b'maris dom, if you still look in the water and it looks red, it looks like blood, has the color of blood, so chayav lachas, if it's not bottled, that dam, there'll still be a mitzvah kisa dam on it. What's going to be nisar of the yayin? Let's say the blood of the chay got mixed up with wine. So you can't tell now because they both have the same color. Still, royin oisa kiluhu mayim. You have to look as if that wine would have been water. And if there's enough dam here to change the color of the water into blood, it would look like blood. So it's not bottled, and there'll still be a mitzvah kisa dam. What's going to be nisar of the dam ha-behem of the dam ha-chaya? Let's say the dam of the chaya vayif got mixed up with blood of an animal, which has no mitzvah kisui, or else say the dam ha-chaya means the dam ha-kozesh ha-chaya, means dam of bloodletting, not of the mitzvah kisui dam. So now dam got mixed up with dam. How do you look at it now? When is a bottle? So again, royin oyster kilo mayim, you have to look as if this blood of dam behem or dam ha-kozesh of the chaya, as if it was water. If the dam of the chaya mixes in with it and it still looks like blood, if it would have been water, so then it's a chiyuv mitzvah kisui dam. But if it would not turn the water into red, then it will be bottled, there will be no mitzvah kisui. On this, Rabbi Yehuda Augustine says, no, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer ain dom mevatel dom. He has no dam cannot be bottled in dam. That's called min beminoi. Even though it's a small amount of dam chaya got mixed up with dam behemo, and even though that dam behemah would have been water, it would not be changed into red because of the small amount of dam chaya, still there's a mitzvah kisya dam. That's a beauty sheet all over, that min b'min, the same type of things, are not both the one with the other. Mishnah Vov. What's going to be dom hanitos v'shal hasakin? When you made a shechit on a knife for a chaya, some of the dam spritzed out far away. Most of the dam fell in one spot, but some dam spritzed on the side. Or else the dam that fell on the sack and fell on the knife of the shita. The locher is chayav lechaser. Tanakam holds still there's a mitzvah to cover that. That the mitzvah kisa dam is on all of the dam. On this, Omer Abuda argues and says, Abuda holds, Amosai, when is there a mitzvah to cover up even that dam that spritzed away or the dam on the knife? That's only bisman shen shom dam elhu. There's no other dam, only this dam. Avayesham dom shaloihu. So if you have other dam, the regular dam that went straight to the floor, that you can count the mitzvah kisya dam on the main dam, so Rabbi Yehuda holds potem alachasais, you're potem from covering the other dam. As he holds, you don't have to cover up all the dam. It's enough just to do a mitzvah kisui. Since you did a mitzvah kisui on some of it, that's enough. Mishnah Zayin. What type of material you can use to cover up the dam, and what can you not use? Halacha is mechasen bezevel hadak. You're allowed to use fine zevel. Zevel, that's the manure that comes out of the animal, the dung. You're allowed to use that if it's fine. Relso v'chel hadak. You're allowed to use fine, like sifted sand you could use. Besid, you could use lime. Or v'charses, that's earthly clay that was crushed. That's the crushing, you made into powder of the vacharsis earthly kalim, or vilaveno, or else you have a brick, or else of a magufa. You have a covering made out of an earthly kli, that shakotchon, that you ground it down, you made into powder like. So now that it's fine, you could cover up the dam with any one of these materials. Avol ein mechasin le bezevel agaspi, and you can't use coarse. Like a dung, coarse manure for an animal, that you can't use to cover it up if it's too thick. Or else, for loy b'chol hagash, you can't use coarse sand. For loy b'levein of a magufish loy kotchon, you can't use a brick or a covering of a kli that was not chopped down, ground down. For loy yichbol of a kli, you can't stand cover over the dam with a kli. That's not the mitzvah kisa dam. The mitzvah kisa, you have to have dirt or dust that goes in and saps up the dam gets dissolved inside it, and that just cover it up with a kli. Klal omer of Shem Galil, Shem Galil says a klal like this, that dovish shem agadol boi tzmochim mechasten boi, any type of material that in that dust you could plant the seed and it will grow there, and that type of material is called like ofar, you could be mechasten the dam with. But v'shein magadol tzmochim, if you have material that if you plant seeds in it, it would not grow, ein mechasen boy, that thing is possible, you cannot use that for the mitzvah kisui hadam. And I, the Mishnah before said, you could make kisui dam with seed, with lime, or charsis, levena, with bricks, even though those things don't grow. The pshat is those things mamish come out of the ground, those are mamish bechlal offer. That's bechlal offer. Mashenki and things that are not offer, so then it has to be something that could grow with it. If not, not. All right, we'll stop here. Continue on the next tape.